Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 8th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Ches Mishnah Vav and Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin as we finish off our discussion regarding various items and the measurements for those items. What would make someone liable? What would make someone transgress the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos for a variety of items? Once again, it's all about the main purpose of that item. If quantitatively, if the amount of the item can fulfill its major main purpose, then you have transgressed the prohibition if you carry that shear, if you carry that amount in a public domain, in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Etzem, when it comes to a bone, what would make one liable for carrying a bone on Shabbos? K'telasos tarvad. That if the bone is large enough to make into a spoon, then in those days they would make dried animal bones. They would carve them into various eating utensils. And if you were to have one large enough to be carved into a spoon, that would make you liable for carrying on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, K'telasos mimenu chaf. No. That if it's only large enough to make the tooth of a key, that in those days they would make keys of wood, and then they would put the teeth of bone at the end of it as part of the end of the key, and that's how they would make keys. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's even smaller than a spoon, but if it's simply large enough to be the end of a key, that would also make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zechuchas, what's the minimum for carrying glass on Shabbos? Kiligror borosh hakarkar, that if it's enough to scrape the tip of a weaver's pick, that when weaving cloth, as the Bartonura points out, a weaver would typically use a pick to separate different threads that had become tangled into each other. So if you have a glass that's enough to scrape the tip of that pick, that would be enough to make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Tzror o Evan, if you have either a pebble or a stone, both of which, though, we must point out, need to be prepared before Shabbos, because a random pebble or stone, we assume, is muktzah, is not designated for Shabbos, and therefore it's not allowed to be used, but assuming that you've designated it and prepared it before Shabbos, so how much are you allowed to carry of a stone if you carry, would you be liable for carrying on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, K'dei Lizrok Ba'of, that if it's enough that you would throw at a bird, if you have birds that you want to drive away, how big of a stone or a pebble would you have to throw at a bird? Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov Omer, no, K'dei Lizrok Ba'behema, a bird, that's small. No one needs, according to Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov, to throw at a bird. Just yell and the bird will go away. But says Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov, it's about enough, it has to be large enough to throw at an animal to drive it away. If you have deer or something like that you want to move away, then that, if you have a stone that's large enough, that would allow you and then make you transgress the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos, if you were to carry it in a public domain in a Rishos HaRabim. Continuing now with Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, as we continue with a few other discussions of various items and what would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Number one, Cheres, when it comes to earthenware, an earthenware utensil, so how much would it make you liable for carrying on Shabbos? Gelitin bein Patsim l'chaveiro, that if it's a large enough to place between one board and another in a stack of boards, and in the olden days they would stack boards of wood one next to the other, but they would put layers of small pieces of earthenware in between each piece of wood, so the weight of the pile wouldn't press against the boards into the empty spaces, which would ultimately cause, as the Bartonura points out, the boards to warp. That having the earthenware, the clay in the middle, would prevent the boards from getting ruined. So the minimum amount of cheres that would make one liable for transgressing the prohibition of Hotzah on Shabbos would be enough to put in between the various wood boards in a stack. Div Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no, k'lachtos bo esaur, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's enough for chareth, for earthenware, to scoop up a fire. If you can scoop up a burning coal from a large bonfire, that is sufficient. That is enough to make one liable for Hotzah on Shabbos. One final opinion in this regard, Rabbi Yossi says, K'dei lekabel bo revius, that if it's enough of a cheres, of an earthenware vessel, to hold a revius of water, then that would suffice for making one liable to transgress on Shabbos. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, That's a smaller than the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is about the burning the coal, and Rabbi Huda's amount about the filling the gap is even the smallest, the measurement. So there are different levels, exactly what they are. Again, that's not necessarily for us for now, but a machlokas regarding charis, regarding earthenware, and what would make one liable for carrying it on Shabbos. Now we're just going to have an interesting, you know, sort of proof, if you will, that's going to begin in this Mishnah, and we're going to have a bunch of examples in the of different types of halachos that are similarly based in the next parak as well. Rabbi Meir is going to now give us a support for his opinion. Again, Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that in order to be liable for carrying charis, for carrying earthenware, clay, on Shabbos, it has to be enough to scoop up a fire of burning coal. So says Rabbi Meir, I'm Rabbi Meir, afal pisha in rail davar zeichel, even though there's no exact proof, we don't have an exact pasuk in the Torah or in Nevi'im, which tells us clearly that a piece of earthenware is significant if it can pick up a coal. There's a hint, there's a remez to it in the following pasuk. It says the pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, v'lo yimotze b'mich Tazo cheres lachtos eish mi yakud. The pasuk says that there shall not be found among its pieces even a piece of earthenware to take a burning coal from a fire. That clearly the mishnah is referring to a kli cheres, to an earthenware vessel, to a clay vessel. And the pasuk says that it's going to be so completely shattered that none of the pieces will be large enough to pick up a burning coal. And by the pasuk specifically saying a piece of this size that it can't even pick up a burning coal, that clearly implies, says Rabbi Meir, that anything smaller is not significant, and once it's able to pick up a burning coal, that is significant, and certainly then it would be would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yossi responds to this and says, no, Amar lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi responds to the Meir and says, Misham Ra, you want to learn a proof from that pasuk? Look at the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'lachasof ma'imi geva, that the pasuk says specifically that not only does it have to be enough to scoop up and to pick up a burning coal, but it also says, or to scoop up water from a pit. So it clearly shows that even a shard that can hold water is considered significant, and therefore that's the basis for Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that even if it can pick up a liquid, that would be sufficient, that would be enough to make one liable for carrying the klicheres, the earthenware vessel, on Shabbos. And again, a quick review, Parakas Mishnah Vav and Parakas Mishnah Zayin gave us a bunch of other examples when it came to bones, when it came to glass, when it came to a pebble. In Parakas Mishnah Zayin, it discussed the klicheres, the earthenware vessel, and exactly what their measurements are, and what would make a person liable for carrying them in a Rishos HaRab, in a public domain, on Shabbos. Have a great day.